Were you ever planning on telling me about your deal with my brother? I stopped short. You knew? You're a terrible liar, you know that? Shut up! I snap, snatching up another arrow. He's not wrong, you know. The colony could be attacked any day now, and we both know you'll be a target. Fumbling to set his arrow on the string, Henrik doesn't bother to rotate his chin over his shoulder and sends the shot sailing off into the snow. Growling, he lets his head fall back. This is hopeless. You and I both know very well if I am ever called to defend the colony, it will not be with a bow. Of course, he isn't wrong. But neither is Niels. Just because Henrik has magic doesn't mean he also shouldn't learn to defend himself. Here, I start. But the moment I reach for him, he jerks his arm away. So that's it then. Me, in exchange for a spot in the guard. I'm a pawn to you just like I am to everyone else. Snow swirls into my eyes. I squint, staring at Henrik, whose sharp cheekbones have turned pink from the cold, his eyes dark with hurt. Why shouldn't he believe the worst about me? That I'm just using him to get what I want? Everyone else in his life already has. I just want to be normal, he continues, staring off at the city gates in the distance, where a team of draft horses is hauling in a load of freshly cut timber on a sleigh. Can't you understand that? I've been trapped in my own skin ever since I was small, slave to everyone else's needs. For once, I just want to be me, not the boy with the healing blood, not a monster like her, not a weapon for the rebellion, no curses or doomed fates or colonies to save, just Henrik. Which no doubt doesn't include girls who see visions prophesizing his death. Swallowing, I reach up and turn his chin so our eyes meet. This is what I know. How to fight. How to defend. Can you blame me for wanting to keep you safe? And in the moment, his gaze flicks to my lips. I know I've won.